Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. I want to welcome Battalion Commander of Fire Department, New York, retired, but, and a member of the Board of Directors at Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And friends, again, I am delighted on this, the eve of the 21st anniversary of 9/11, to welcome Jack Owen.
Thank you, Adrian. My pleasure to be here with all of you.
Now, Jack, you were born in Queens, but grew up in Staten Island when you had cows and sheep and plenty of areas of Staten Island that, you know, a great number of people went to get away from the city, even though, you know, Staten Island is very much a part of New York City, one of the five boroughs. Tell us a bit about what it was like in growing up in Staten Island.
Growing up in Staten Island, I had a great childhood. Played ball every day in a street or at one of the parks we'd go to. And we had a group of boys on a block, about maybe 10, 12 of us. Every day we'd go out and ring the doorbells. You know, we actually rang doorbells and asked the parents if our friends could come out and play. And that's how we would get together and choose up a game. In a spring, it would be baseball. In a fall, it would be football. Basketball would be in the summer. And then we'd, you know, play on the street. And it was very little car traffic. So it was just a great time to be growing up on Staten Island. You know, our block would go around the corner to the next block and challenge them to a game of stickball or sponge ball. It was, you know, it was just game day after day, just playing in the street, having fun with your friends.
Of course, you didn't have the advantage of cell phones and you know, all the fangle dangles that would come on much later. I want you to tell us, Jack, about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and the history of it.
Sure. So on that, it was a beautiful Tuesday that 9/11 was, 2001, almost 21 years ago, and it was just a beautiful Tuesday morning in New York City. I remember the sky just so blue, not a cloud in the sky. And, you know, New York was going about its business, and then 8:46, that first plane hit the North Tower, and Stephen Silla, the namesake of our foundation, just got north from the firehouse. He was assigned to Brooklyn Squad Company Number 1, which is an elite rescue unit in the New York City Fire Department. And Stephen worked the night shift of 9:10, got off that morning of 9/11, and he was almost on a golf course, ready to play golf with his three brothers. And he heard about the first plane into the tower. And turned his truck right around, went back to his Brooklyn-based firehouse. Squad Company Number 1 was already on a scene of the World Trade Center attacks. So he went into his firehouse, got all his gear, threw his gear into the back of his truck, drove his truck to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which was a tunnel that connects Brooklyn to Manhattan, and all the tunnels and bridges were closed down because of security reasons that morning. He left his car, his truck, right on the highway, just got out of his truck, put 60 pounds of fire gear on his back, ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which is 1.7 miles long, and then up West Street to where the towers were. And he joined in a rescue effort that morning into the South Tower. Unfortunately, Stephen died saving lives, along with 342 other New York City firefighters, 23 New York City police officers, and 37 Port Authority police officers. Those first responders ran into those towers to do their job to save lives that day. And to me, it was the greatest heroic thing I've ever seen in my life. I think it was it's what we do. It's what first responders do. We run into danger to save other people's lives, and unfortunately, a lot of us died that day. But that's, that's part of our job. Let me just tell you, Adrian, how we got started. So his three brothers, Stephen was an orphan at age 10. He was the baby of seven. He was raised by his three brothers and his three sisters when both parents had died. And so the kids, his brothers and sisters raised him. So not only did they lose a brother that day, they felt like they lost a son, actually. And, they got together and they said, out of bad comes good. And they created this foundation to honor and remember those 2,977 Americans that were murdered that morning so that we would never forget and that we would always do good in the nameless and the Tunnels and Towers Foundation. And we've been doing good things for 21 years now.
The foundation itself was the brainchild of his siblings and obviously many others who joined. Just tell us about the run or the walk itself, which incidentally is taking place in New York at Battery Tunnel 2 weeks from tomorrow, September 25th. Tell us about that.
Correct. It's always the last Sunday in September, and it's amazing. We started off with about 1,500, 2,000 runners the first year after 9/11. And just amazing feat by the family and really Frank Siller, our chairman and CEO, his persistence in getting Mayor Giuliani to agree to shut down a major tunnel in New York City, shut it down for 6-7 hours to allow us to run and retrace. And that's what we do. We retrace Stephen's footsteps that morning of 9/11, and we just follow his footsteps right through that tunnel, up West Street, and then we have a big block party with a concert. We drink and eat and celebrate all those people that were murdered that day. And it's grown from 2,000 runners the first year. Last year, over 30,000 participants. 2,500 West Point cadets come down and run our run. I tell people it's the most inspirational, motivational, emotional thing I do every year, and I do a lot of stuff. And every year I get the goosebumps every time I go through that tunnel.
It's an experience, and of course, you'd have to be in the whole of your health to undertake that, though. You don't have to run. I'm sure that there are those who want to do this, and you don't have to be an athlete or a runner, though most of the participants are. Tell me about the family, Stephen Siller's family. About Stephen himself, was he well known? Was he one more of the battalion of the group? Did he stand out as somebody, who would bring the kind of inspiration that we're, that we've all seen grow to, to those raising tons of money, for the foundation?
Well, I mean, the Siller family, you asked me to tell you about them. They are the most generous, kind-hearted people. They have a simple motto that they live by. St. Francis of Assisi said, while we have time, let us do good. And that's our motto of the foundation. While we have time here on earth, let's do good and help people. And that's a simple way to live your life.
Sure.
And Frank Siller always says, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling depressed about your life, go out and help somebody. Do something good for somebody, and you'll see how good you feel. And I say it in a different way. I say when you give, you get. Because when you give to people, you get so much in return. And people don't understand that. People, a lot of people don't realize that is when we give, you know, we receive. And my daughter always tells me, Dad, say it this way, when one gives, two receive. And that's a simple way to say it because you get so much when you give. And that's what the Silla summed up. The Silla family, they are givers. You know, just like Stephen Silla gave of his life, not even a second thought. And I would say those first responders, they never thought about their own life. They thought about saving other lives. And that's the ultimate sacrifice. When you can lay down your life for perfect strangers, how much more can you give? That's total giving right there. And you know, there was never a question in those people's minds. They were doing their job. They were going to go into that tower. They were going to save lives, and they were going to go home to their families. That was never a question. So Stephen was among those people that, you know, never backed away. I mean, he, to me, I was an off-duty battalion chief at the time. I didn't make it into the city in time to die. Stephen had that tenacity, that, you know, that determination to get there as soon as possible. And unfortunately, he got there in time to die, along with the other first responders.
Now, his parents were lay Franciscans, and I wasn't even aware of what how to categorize that. What was his inspiration? You know, taken from you know, from the parents and their devotion, you know, to Franciscans. Is there a religious connotation that we can draw from this?
Well, I think, Adrian, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So I believe, and, you know, I think people will debate this, but I believe, you know, you are who your parents were, right? I mean, if your parents are givers and religious people, chances are you're going to become, you know, religious and a giver. You know, if your parents are not that way, you know, I mean, you reap what you sow, right? I mean, that's a simple fact of life. Our kids watch and learn from our parents. And you know, so if your parents are givers, you're more likely to be a giver. And you know, and that just shows in Stephen's personality and the whole Silla family. You know, all the sisters, all the brothers, they're all givers.
Yeah. But again, we like to, you know, to point out that those who participate each year with the growing number every year for the last 21 years, that they're going and they're participating in this to honor the life and the career, you know, of Stephen, you know, Stephen Silla. It's a great organization. Now, in reaching you this morning, we had to, indeed, on your Sheridan here, had to track you down to Vero Beach in Florida, which sounds like a great place to be. And, you know, but you don't have your feet up soaking in the sun there. You're there for a particular reason, as in fact you are with many of the branches of the Tunnel to Tower Foundation.
Yes. So we have good people all over this great country of ours trying to raise money for our foundation so we can take care of the people we want to take care of, you know, and it's a simple thing. We take care of the people that take care of us, right? Mm-hmm. Our military men and women that volunteer to go into harm's way to keep us all safe and free. We take care of our first responders, our police officers, our firefighters, our EMS workers that day in and day out go into harm's way to keep us safe in our communities. And that's a simple thing to do in my eyes. And the foundation does a great job, and we make a simple promise to these American heroes. We tell them, that when they kiss their families goodbye, and God forbid they do not come home, or they come home catastrophically injured, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation will be there to pay off their mortgages for their families or to build them a smart home so that they can live an independent life with their catastrophic injuries. And the only way we can do this is by the goodness of the people all across this country raising money. I just flew in from California. I did a 9/11 presentation at a college out in Riverside, California. I flew in overnight to come here to Vero Beach. We have a fundraiser tonight. The guy expects to raise $100,000 tonight at the fundraiser. And then tomorrow morning, I'm running one of our 5K runs that we have all over the country right here in Vero Beach. I'm going to be running it in my fire department bunker gear. And it's a 5K at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And we're going to raise more money tomorrow.
Jack, it's obviously, it's an occasion that 9/11, of course, throughout the world has indeed brings back, an historic day, a desperate day, for the United States. And in particular, and I'm glad that you mentioned, that in addition to the firemen, the fire department, that the foundation also reaches into areas. First responders get very little credit in the scheme of things, but there are so many charities that rely heavily on this massive fundraiser. And it is to be applauded. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I'm so proud to be a very small part of this great foundation.
Well, I don't know about the small part, but you're sticking with it. And again, as a retired battalion chief, you are a battalion commander. You and so many others are indeed making sure that in addition to honoring the 343 firefighters who perished in the on 9/11 in the Twin Towers, it's great. Now, there are those, I am sure, who would like to participate and, first of all, cannot be there, or if they were, like myself, wouldn't be up to either walking or running. But there is, and you have a very active fundraising organization.
Well, you can just go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T, .org, T2T.org, and that'll take you to our website, and then you can look up our run. You can look up our $11 a month program where we ask for people to donate $11 a month to our foundation. We're not asking for a lot of money. Most Americans probably could afford $11 a month. And 93 cents of your dollar goes right through our programs. So we're very efficient with the money that we do get from the public. And I think that's important that the public realizes that we are good stewards of their money. When they give us their money, it goes right through our programs.
Jack Ohm, again, very very privileged indeed to have you as part of my program this morning, and tomorrow would be a very historic day, not just in the United States, but I think that around the world, the reflection on 9/11 is something that that we can't escape and shouldn't. A lot of that due to indeed the great efforts in the Tunnel to Tower Foundation. Thanks for being with us and good luck. Okay.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com.